Amen. Yeah, I've not stood behind this particular pulpit since March, but wherever you go and wherever you stand, you're giving God the glory and giving him the praise. Just to update you, we're here at the Horizon Theater for our first drive-up service, and we thank God for all that he's doing even in our midst. Well, we thank you for tuning in, those who are here locally, 94.1. We're trying to claim that station, WHCM, even though that's not official. We thank God for that today. Well, there's a word from the Lord that I want to share this morning that I pray will uplift you and will bless your name. I pray that you're doing well, that your families are doing well, and know that while we can't see each other in the flesh all the time, we are yet thankful for your support and
Let's
your
pray.
Prayers.
Dear Lord, you are the only proof that we'll ever need in making a point
Amen.
To the world.
Well, there's a word
we're part
from
of the
Lord
large
today.
Family of God. In Brother Mike, have a great weekend. Get that 1 hour, man. This is Dr. D, and I'm planting
Exodus,
seeds of encouragement.
Third chapter, verses 1 through 6, and then verse number 10. That's Exodus, the third chapter, verses 1 through 6. And then verse number 10, it reads as follows. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. Verse 3, so Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses says, here I am. He says, do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. Move to verse 10. So now go, I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. I want to preach today from the sermonic title, When God Gets Your Attention. When God gets your attention. It was a little more than a year ago, actually closer to a year, that we heard about our first case in this country of COVID-19. Not long afterward, we heard about two specific cases of death, two victims there in California. This was back in January, February, but that was some time ago, it seems, but a lot has happened since then. Today, more than 9 million cases of COVID-19 in this country. More than 230 people have lost their lives because of this virus. And let's be honest today, those of you who are here, those of you who are watching, know someone in some place who've lost their lives because of COVID-19. For many of you, it may be personal. Perhaps you've had the challenge and God has brought you through. Well, thank God for Jesus. We know that the pandemic has gotten our attention. I don't believe that God caused the pandemic, but because of it, he has gotten our attention. We've become sensitized to what is happening around us, from a daily trip to the store to coming to a worship experience. We have found that this is a time that we are praying more than ever. We know that there's talk and we are prayerful for a vaccine, but God is yet in control. God gets our attention. In our text today, we meet a major biblical character in the person of Moses. God got Moses' attention about the time he was born. We know that there in Egypt that an edict went out by Pharaoh that all the Hebrew males would be killed at their birth. But knowing that was the case, Moses' mother took her son and placed him in a basket. put him on the river. And it turns out, because God has a way of fixing things for our good, that the servant of Pharaoh's daughter would bring him in and say, I need somebody to raise him. And what happens? His sister tells mama, mama shows up, and mama is able to raise her son in the household of Moses. You want drama? It's all in the text. At that point, he grows up in the house of Pharaoh. And something happens to him along the way. He knows something is not quite right. He sees an Egyptian kill one of his brothers. And he steps in and takes matters into his own hands and takes down that Egyptian. And what does he do? He leaves and becomes a fugitive of the law. He moves to a faraway place. Some of you all know about running. The police haven't got you yet. He hadn't arrested me yet, but we've all been fugitives. He runs to another land and starts a new life. And even in the midst of that, you can run from God, but you cannot hide. How many folk have tried to run from God and realize that God will track you down? As we say in the country, God will slow walk you. And that's what happened in the case of Moses. And so there he is on the backside of a mountain. And next to him, as he's watching his father-in-law's flock, there's a bush that will not be consumed. This bush is not just burning, but the bush is also talking. Now, that's something to behold. That I know that for you, it may not have been a mountaintop, but God has found some way to get your attention. Nobody could reach you. Nobody could tell you anything. You were grown, but somewhere in life, you realize that God has a way of getting your attention. Kind of a knock, knock, who's there? Amen? God would do that. So today, as we examine this particular preachment, God is trying to get our attention. And we can respond by giving him reverence. We can respond by remembering his reminders, and we can respond by becoming a representative of the High King. Reference. Verse 5 says, do not come any closer. God said, take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. There's some things we got to take off in the presence of God. He said, well, Reverend, I don't have any sandals. I just got some sneakers on. But in a real sense, there's some things we have to get rid of when we come into the presence of God. And realize this, to have reverence for God is to honor God. To have reverence for God is to respect God. And I know the young folks say, you disrespected me. I know what they mean by that, but don't you realize that we've disrespected God? Oh, yes, we have. We've done some things and said some things that have simply disrespected God, who he is, and what he does. We've made some choices that have not been pleasing to God, so we've disrespected God. Amen? And because of who he is, God is all-knowing and God is all-powerful, he deserves the highest level of reverence. I can't say that enough, that God deserves our praise and our glory, and that becomes so key. And so that's what Moses realized, that he is speechless. He can't say anything. And when God gets your attention, sometimes you're just lost for words. But there's something that happens on the inside that works on the outside, and there becomes a change in your life. Can I testify today? I'm a changed person because what? God had to trip me up, put me in a chokehold to let me know he's still God. He got my attention. Amen? 1 Peter 5 and 6 says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, and he will do what? He will exalt you in due times. You got to stay low before the Lord. Amen. There's this sense of reverence. God has gotten our attention. God has stopped by our house. God has moved into our experience. And all of a sudden, we are people who don't mind bowing to him. But then I believe he issues a reminder. Verse 6 of Exodus 3 says, then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. You know, still, can you imagine that God is speaking through a bush? I imagine that Moses is still a little shell-shocked. But he says to him, "I know who you are, because I got your attention a long time ago. But let me remind you of some things." God wanted to make himself clear as to who he is. Amen? He wants to make himself clear to us who he is. He had to jog Moses' memory. "Now, Moses, now I'm the God of your father. Moses, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But even beyond that, he has to remind us, I'm the God of your mama. I'm the God of your daddy. I'm the God of your grandparents." Amen. I am that same God. He has to remind us of who he is. And you know, the things they told us we thought was old fogey and we grown, but we've come to realize, but didn't those saints have some deep wisdom? They gave reverence to God. That I'm the God of your pastor. I'm the God of the deacons. I'm the God of the choir member. I am God. I am reminding you just who I am. He points to people that we're supposed to put trust in. See, you can't trust people. I know that's something we told our children. Don't trust everybody. And my mother would say, don't take any wooden nickels. I didn't know what that meant then. But that means you can't trust everybody, but you can put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Moses found himself in a listening mode, listening to God speak to him. Amen? That we, along the way, we, all inclusive, have gotten too big for our britches. We're doing better now than we've ever done before. Oh, yes, we have. Some of y'all got nice jobs. We got a home to live in, places we thought we'd never lived before. Amen? Got a car, too. I hear your horns out there. Nice cars, too. But God is still God. He reminds us that we didn't get this by ourselves. We didn't pull ourselves up by our bootstraps. It was God who made a way out of nowhere. I'm glad about that today. God has made a way. Some of y'all say, "Well, Reverend, I'm not working anymore. You got a pension. Thank God. You got Social Security. Thank God. You got an investment or two." He reminds you of where you were, and God can take it just like that. But my God, you can't take my Jesus. Thank God for reminders. I love what Isaiah says in Isaiah 40:28. "Has I not known? Has I not heard of the everlasting Father, the Lord, the creator of the earth, fainteth not?" Sometimes we get amnesia. Sometimes we forget where God has brought us from. You remember those old stories your folks told you and you thought it was out of date and not in, but God is still a God who brings us through every situation. Amen? A God of reminders. A God whom we have to give reverence to, not sometime, but all the time. And then he needs us. He declares to us. He picks us to be his representative. He says now in verse 10, "So now I'm sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." A representative is one who stands and represents a community of faith. I don't want to go to D.C. That's a different representative. I don't want to go to local politics. But you and I are representatives of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And he's sending us on assignment. I know you don't want to be, but you're on assignment from God. God didn't just send you here for no reason. He sent you for a reason to be on assignment for him. God picked Moses to be that person. He didn't send him to Capitol Hill. He sent him so that he might declare to mean Pharaoh to let my people go. And get this, he gives him some talking points. Amen? He gives him talking points to let him know what it will be. He tells him to tell Moses, "Moses, tell Pharaoh. Pharaoh, you've got to listen to let my people go." And he gives him talking points. See, that's the key. God never sends you without a script. You may come with your own word, but God always got a script. My God, here's the script right here. Not your own experience, but what has God brought you through? Pharaoh, let my people go. And Moses wrote down the message. I got you, God. And he says, I got it. But then what does he do? He froze up and said, now you got the wrong one. I'm a person of slow speech. I can't do this. Can I recognize Moses? I had a speech impediment before I began my career, and I was a person of slow speech. But God touched his mouth, and God would touch your mouth to let you know what he wants to do in your life. You don't have to be eloquent. Just tell somebody where God has brought you from. You don't have to be eloquent. You don't have to speak all well. Just tell somebody what God has done for you. You don't need to be all polished. Just let folk know that he brought me out of the miry clay. He picked me up and turned my life around. That is what God does to us. Isaiah 6 and 8 says, you know what? I heard a voice saying, whom shall I send? Whom shall I send? Is there one that I must send? And that one is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? That's the one. That's the one that has sent you on assignment. And when I look at this word, I think about what recent studies have said. It said, you know what? 20 years ago, we had an attention span of 12 seconds. Uh-oh, almost 12 just then. But the new study says our attention span is about 8 seconds. Uh-oh. So in case you're just tuning in, or maybe you tuned me out, can I have a series of 8-second messages? First of all, God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. That's 8 seconds. That he died on an old rugged cross. That's 8 seconds. But then on the third day morning, he got up with all power in his hands. That's about 6 seconds. But I know that if I continue to trust him, he will make a way. That's about 4 seconds. And what God wants you to do is to get somebody's attention and let them know that had it not been for the Lord on my side. I know we're in a pandemic, but can I have 8 more seconds? That will not stop you from giving God the praise. God has got your attention so you can get attention of someone else. Let them know from behind your mask. Even if you say, that means God is good. That my mask is not fitting right, but he made a way behind my mask. He continues to provide for me behind my mask. I just need 5 more seconds to let you know that God will take care of you, that God will keep you through the pandemic. He will make a way. That's the good news of Jesus Christ. Thank God today. I know the rain's trying to come, but God held the cloud back long enough to give an invitation. Wherever you are today, I want to let you know that the Lord Jesus Christ has gotten your attention for a reason. Not to scare you, but to let you know it's time to give your life to Jesus. Let's bow here on the parking lot and where you are today. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have gotten our attention. And for that person who knows you not, knock on the door of their heart today to let them know that you have a plan for them. Do it today, God, we pray. Save that soul in Jesus' name, amen. Now you can go ahead and get the horns. Amen. Amen. God got us done right in the nick of time. That is the word of God.